Liberals and conservatives are trading barbs this morning on the campaign trail, each targeting criticism at some of their opponents' candidates. Conservative leader Erin O'Toole's party started the day by questioning tax arrears that Liberal candidate Stephen Gilbolt disclosed in a parliamentary ethics filing. Gilbolt, likewise, is using a series of posts on Twitter to highlight just over a dozen conservative candidates who deny climate change. The partisan shots are starting to frame the third week of the federal campaign that wraps up with Election Day on September 20. They also come one day after questions were raised about longtime Conservative MP Cheryl Gallant, who in pre-election correspondence to her constituents claimed the Liberals were in favor of a climate lockdown. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau, speaking in Granby, K., says O'Toole should be careful about slinging mud at Liberal candidates because of myriad issues with some Conservative candidates. Trudeau began his day by outlining a plan to help restore Canada's Big Lakes and river system. He will later head north to Nunavut with campaign stops planned in Iqaluit. Trudeau was dogged over the weekend by obscenity-spewing protesters angry about his pandemic vaccination policies. In Ottawa, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is promising to boost spending at the Canada Revenue Agency to help crack down on ultra-rich tax dodgers. He later is scheduled to fly to Ladysmith, BC, for a meet and greet with supporters. Conservative leader Erin O'Toole, meanwhile, is sticking to the Greater Toronto Area. He begins the day at a dog sanctuary in King City, Ont., before heading to an event with supporters in nearby Markham.